This is Living the RV Dream, episode 80 for Friday, December 14th, 2018.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Well, hello, happy campers. Hello, everybody, pelican heads around the world, and happy Friday. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. And today is a very special episode for me. I'm recording this actually yesterday for you guys on December 13th, which marks the 30th anniversary of my arrival to Miami, you know, to the United States from Madrid, Spain. On a rather chilly afternoon, Thursday as well. On December 13th, 1988, I landed in Miami for the first time, and I was very, very, very happy to be here. I had spent, of course, a little over a year in Madrid, Spain, and now in the great scheme of things, as after so many years, it almost feels like a very long layover on our way from Havana. That we took the long route, let's just put it that way. Today I have a very special episode for you guys. I have an interview with Tom and Caitlin Morton, and they have a YouTube channel and a website with Morton's on the Move. And he was actually the director of that documentary that came out recently called RV Nomads. And I recommend all of you watch it. And anyways, we had a great time. I interviewed him a couple of weeks ago in southern Alabama. I was staying at the Rainbow Plantation, which is an escapees park. And I got to hang out with them. And of course, last week you heard the interview that I made with Kyle and Olivia of Driving and Vibing. And this interview I recorded immediately after. And I do apologize a little bit for the rather just low quality of sound we were. Sometimes when you are in the moment and you're doing something like this, I didn't have my audio producer hat on. So I didn't mic anybody. You know, I didn't bring my microphone, or at least my portable recorder to get a better and more present audio, but it is intelligible. And I recorded with the camcorder, so very soon before the end of the year I am going to also post a video version of this interview, which might be better, because when the audio is a little poor but you see it with images, it always kinds of make it all better. Anyway, no more excuses. And I'm not going to go into any mail on this episode either. So without further ado, here's Tom and Kate, the Mortons on the Move.
Here we are, Tom and Caitlin Morton. And how long have you guys been doing this?
We have been
How did you start to begin with?
We have been doing this since September of 2015, actually just 2 weeks from when Kyle and Olivia hit the road, which is interesting. So just over 3 years at this point.
Mm-hmm. We've been working on doing it for a lot longer than that, though. It took us about a year and a half to hit the road. Our whole inspiration came from actually when we came down to Florida, kind of near where you're from, in the winter, and we had a great time. We flew back to Michigan. We landed in a blizzard in Michigan. We were like, oh, why did we come back? We're just not winter people anymore. And we drove home in this blizzard. We were already thinking that we wanted to change from what we were doing. Our jobs weren't quite fulfilling for what we wanted to do. We wanted something a little more creative.
But we weren't sure what. We didn't know where we wanted to go. We didn't know what we wanted to do. And then we happened to drive by a General RV lot going down the highway in this blizzard. You know, we're going like 35 miles an hour.
Bantering back and forth. How could we possibly have our house and go south and possibly work from it? And we saw this RV lot, and I turned to her, can't you live in those things? And at that moment, we decided we were going to buy an RV and move into it. Didn't know a thing about it. Didn't know anybody lived on the road. And within a couple months, we bought a truck, and it just went from there.
Yeah, and what are you traveling with? I mean, this is a rather roomy, RV compared to mine or driving and buying at this point.
We went a little bit bigger route. We bought a big truck and a fifth wheel. This is actually our second RV. We had the initial thought that, oh, well, since we're going to be living on the road, we need to buy the biggest RV possible. And we actually first bought a 41-foot toy hauler. Oh. And
we had everything in it. I flew paramotors at the time, so I had flying devices, I had a motorcycle, I had every tool I could possibly cram into it. And it was way too big and way too heavy. And we learned that the hard way.
Yeah, so we loaded it all up and we took it for its maiden voyage and we put it on a scale and we realized we were way overweight. And in parking it and driving it through places, we were just super stressed out. And we realized that for the kind of camping that we wanted to do, which was more out in the middle of nowhere, more boondocking, more national park accessible, national forest, that maybe a smaller rig would work better for that. And we didn't go quite as small as what you or what Kyle and Olivia have, but we downsized to 32-foot. So now we're in a 32-foot fifth wheel. It's a DRV mobile suites. And we've been in that since we started because we realized our mistake before we actually hit the road. So we've been in this thing for over 3 years.
And let me tell you, because I've heard you are like an electronics wizard, to put it that,
I don't know about that.
Right word. You're by trade, you're an electronics engineer.
I'm an electrical engineer.
Electrical engineer. So I know you've done quite a few modifications to this rig to make it more boondocking friendly or off grid. What have you done mainly?
We wanted to put a large solar system on it, and well, we didn't max out our solar capacity, but we put 1,200 watts of solar on the roof, which gives us a pretty good substantial amount of solar, which can run pretty much everything we want to most of the time we're off grid. But in addition to that, when you combine a larger solar system, usually a large battery bank is a great option as well. And we were really trying to figure out what would be a good option for a battery. And it was a couple years ago, and we really started this process 2 years ago or so, and we came across that we could get a module out of a Tesla Model S car, just one of the 16 modules that powers those cars, out of a wrecked car, actually, for a really inexpensive price. And we actually got this module, and it weighs 55 pounds, but it has the same amount of energy in it that you could see in about 500 pounds of lead-acid batteries.
Oh, wow.
So it was a really awesome project to install that into our RV. And while I'm a big proponent for lithium technology and using it, I'm also a proponent for safe lithium technology. There's a lot of electronics that go into protecting it and making that battery safe. So that was a big project and big upgrade we made to this RV.
Yeah, I bet it was fascinating for you to be able to do that. I know you upgraded your refrigerator as well now to
once
residential style, like compressor style.
Once we had a large enough solar system, we figured, well, why are we burning all this propane to run this?
Mm-hmm.
And the absorption wasn't efficient enough to run on electric all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually gutted the fridge and put in a compressor that is much, much more efficient, so we can run the fridge on solar all the time now. So it works great.
Much more efficiently.
In all your travels, any particular place that has struck you as your favorite?
I'll have to agree with Kyle and Olivia that it is really hard to pick just one favorite place.
Yeah.
We have quite a few favorite places.
Depends on the season.
Depends on the season.
Of course, yeah.
Yes. We know we love mountains and we love water, so pretty much anywhere that you have one or both of those things, we usually very, very much
Southern
like it.
Florida is a favorite of ours in the winter on the coast. If I can get on a beach and do a lot of surfing, I love that.
Yep. But we also love the mountains. We did Colorado this past summer, which was amazing. We love the Pacific Northwest, like the Olympic Peninsula, and, you know, just all different types of places.
Originally, our home is Michigan, along Lake Superior, but the Great Lakes in general, and that region in the summer, are some of our favorite.
I've heard great things of the Upper Peninsula and that area up there. I haven't been there yet, but it's in the plan for this coming year.
Excellent. And, yeah, that's where I'm from. I was born and raised in Houghton, which is, if you go to Michigan and meet any Michigan people, they do the hand thing. And the Lower Peninsula and the Upper Peninsula, so I'm from this area.
Okay.
So it sticks up into Lake Superior.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Superior was in my backyard. It's a very beautiful area. Very cold lake.
Yeah, I can imagine. Any travel plans now in the near future?
Well, we are, after here, after being here in Alabama with Kyle and Olivia, we are going to be making our way to the Southwest as well. And we will be hanging out there this winter until we're ready to make our way up to Alaska as well. That's our big plan for this coming year.
You guys are going to be going together as a caravan or separate ways? Or
I think we'll definitely be traveling
there's
together.
There's only so many roads in Alaska.
The Alcan, the Cassiar, and then the
Dagaslan.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll travel together at some point.
Super cool. I wanted to ask you, too, because you were very involved in that documentary that came out recently, the RV Nomads. Anything you want to talk about that experience? And you guys were in that one too, Kyle and Olivia.
Yep.
But you did the cinematography, right?
I actually directed the film. That was a really neat opportunity for us. Directing a film is actually something I've always wanted to do. And being in an electrical engineering role, it was very technical. I wanted something a little more creative, and I've always loved cinematography and film, and I think Caitlin will attest.
He's really annoying to watch movies. I've gotten to a point where I can zone him out, but the second the opening credits come on, he starts picking the film apart like crazy.
No.
Oh yeah.
Behind the scenes, how it works, how you shoot the movie, how the scenes are shot, it's always something I've loved. So getting the opportunity to actually be behind the camera and help put that film together was an awesome experience. And it was a lot of work. We filmed it between Texas and Colorado this summer, and then we actually edited it out in Washington State. So we crossed the whole country to make that film, but I guess that's what nomads do.
Yep.
And then it premiered in October in Wellington, Texas at Nomad Fest. Mm-hmm. And so that was a pretty big event too, and it went really well. And we're really excited that it's now out and everyone else can see all the hard work that went into it. They get to hear the stories of the cast, like Kyle and Olivia, and there were so many other cast members who shared their story that, it's something that we're really proud of to get out there.
Yeah, so definitely check it out at RV Nomads, the movie, if you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, definitely. Where can people find you online? You have your YouTube channel, of course.
Yeah, people can find us at mortonsonthemove.com. That'll kind of point them in any direction. But yeah, we have our YouTube channel. And
Instagram, Facebook,
all of it's
that.
Morton's on the Move.
Morton's on the Move, the same. Okay. Well, it's been great finally meeting you guys in person.
You as well.
It's nice to meet you, too. We were really close to meeting you last year at the Tampa RV show. We just missed each other.
We missed each other. We probably crossed each other and didn't realize.
Probably, sides of the aisle, but there were so many people there.
it's Hershey claims they are the largest RV show, but I think Tampa is actually a little bit.
Gotta be close. It's
ready. Well, anyways, thank you so much, and I'll see you on the road.
We'll see you on the road. Great to meet you,
Robert.
Same, likewise.
All right, that was Tom and Kate Morton, the Mortons on the Move. I'm going to put the links in the show notes to all their YouTube channel and their website and social media and all that. And the show notes, of course, will reside at travelingrobert.com/podcast/0081 for episode 81 of the podcast. And I hope to rejoin them at some point out west in January or February, because as you probably know, that is the plan. And I just heard that John and Kathy Huggins are going to be at the Tampa RV show. They're gonna do a quick meetup, so check out the Living the RV Dream group, because they did do a post there. I'm sorry, I'm going to miss them, but I'm RV showed out at this point. I'm gonna go out to the Quartzsite RV show, of course, but I've been going to the Tampa RV show for 5 years in a row, and I'm like, I need to take a year off that show. Anyways, that's all I've got for you today. Until next time, thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road.